What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's talk a little bit about the economy. Now, everybody is looking at the cryptocurrencies, and they're skyrocketing, and people are saying, oh, we're all getting rich, and I guess some are. But we're already hearing people come on out and saying they're at the top, and now's the time to start profit-taking. And I think that may be the trigger for a major drop because, again, there is nothing supporting the value of cryptocurrencies. It is all based on demand. And if people start selling off their bitcoins, there will be a drop in the price. Adding to the confusion, apparently two major cryptocurrency exchanges have suffered outages. Cryptocurrency exchange operators Coinbase and Bitfinex have been experiencing technical problems, at one point yesterday, Coinbase said service unavailable, saying it was down for maintenance, maybe, or maybe it was being hacked. Those Bitcoin exchanges, there's a lot of virtual money in there. Remember the exchange for Bitcoin miners got hit a week ago, and somebody made off with huge amounts of Bitcoins. If they dump them all on the market all at once, that could also cause a major drop. And remember, we also reported yesterday that basically this group of 1,000 people own 40% of all the available Bitcoins. So they're hoarding it, which may indicate manipulation is coming on. So a little bit of problems there. Now, as you know, out in California, they're having these horrific wildfires. They're claiming to be 25% contained, but it's huge amounts of damage. 250,000 acres burned, thousands of structures damaged or destroyed. And the new GOP tax bill will eliminate critical deductions for disaster victims. Talk about bad timing. And apparently the hardest hit of the people in the California fires may not be eligible for the support that they got earlier, where when you had to replace your property and your insurance wouldn't cover it all, you could deduct those losses off of your income taxes, but apparently that's being cut as well. So the only ones getting tax cuts are the wealthy and the corporations, and for everybody else, it's the deductions that are being cut. We talked the other day about how school teachers who use their own money to buy school supplies for their classes, they're not going to be able to deduct that either. This GOP tax bill is a raw deal, no question about it. All right, let's go over and talk about Europe, and specifically about Great Britain. Apparently, the Brexit deal has hit some major potholes, and Theresa May is caught between a rock and a hard place because she's trying to give the European Union what the European Union wants to let Britain go, but her own supporters and people are saying she's already given them too much. Why should there be a divorce payment? Just go. And Nigel Farage is blasting Theresa May for giving in to the demands of the European Union during the Brexit negotiations. And there have been some very harsh words going on. And apparently, Guy Verhofstadt has blasted David Davis for unacceptable remarks that undermine trust between London and Brussels, by revealing that Britain's Brexit deal is not legally binding. He says it's more a statement of intent. So apparently, in response, a German member of the European Parliament is saying the current Brexit trade talks could be completely ditched, that everything is off the table, back to square one. And meanwhile, Guy Verhofstadt is raging at Britain, saying, why would you want to leave? Why don't you like your slave chains? Why would you even want to leave? Now, at this point, I think it would be appropriate for Britain to just leave, throw some gates on the Channel Tunnel, and leave. The sticking point is that the European Union is threatening Britain with a trade embargo unless they get this huge divorce payment, which is basically designed to allow the European Union to keep siphoning wealth out of Great Britain to prop up the EU, even after Britain is gone. Now, I remember early on, Donald Trump was talking about enhancing trade between Great Britain and the United States to try and offset that. But I haven't heard anything coming out of the White House about that lately. But obviously, Britain does a lot of trade with Europe, and they need to reestablish new trade agreements. And Brussels is saying that Britain cannot negotiate new trade agreements while they're still part of the EU. It's a catch-22. So if Great Britain decides to do a hard Brexit and just go, there is going to be 2-3 months before they can get the trade started back up again. And that's going to be very, very difficult to do, especially in the dead of winter. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, apparently, speaking of the EU, Jean-Claude Juncker is reportedly involved in a criminal investigation about claims that tampering with evidence misled an inquiry into phone tapping. So Juncker is now in trouble as well. That may keep him occupied. Meanwhile, down in Paris, the Parisians are fed up with this migrant situation and the migrant camps, and they're angry about hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets, basically filling the streets with long lines, waiting for their asylum requests to be processed. And some Parisians are saying they're going to go on a citywide hunger strike if these street camps are not removed, because apparently these migrants are just defecating and urinating right on the ground, and it's flowing out into the streets. There's apparently a state of constant rioting going on over the frustration and rage. So this open borders thing just has not worked out. And I think there's one of two situations that apply. Either the people who were pushing for open borders simply did not think about what the possible negative repercussions were going to be, or they simply did not care that urine in the streets is a small price to pay for the globalist New World Order and the nationless planet. If you look at what's going on in places like Sweden, Europe is already being destroyed. Europe, as we used to know it before all this globalism, has seriously changed. It's very different today. I got an email from somebody talking about how I speak glowingly of Germany from when I worked there. Same thing for Italy. But that was back in the 1980s. And I think, based on what we're seeing in the media, that Germany and Italy that I knew back then doesn't exist any longer. And that is a tremendous loss. And one of the things I don't like about this idea of multiculturalism is there's an implicit demand in there that your own culture be de-emphasized as all these other cultures are brought on in and don't really want to assimilate any longer. Now, up in Denmark, there's a school that has come under serious criticism, because normally every year the school will have a Christmas pageant. Now, they don't really do that here in the U.S. because of the separation of church and state, but it used to happen. Some schools had it. Even Charlie Brown Christmas had one. But apparently it's very common in Europe, or certainly in Denmark. But apparently this one primary school decided to cancel their traditional Christmas pageant so that it wouldn't offend students of immigrant backgrounds. And I think this is a good example of what I mean, where multiculturalism implicitly says your own culture has to be de-emphasized. And I think that's completely wrong. I think when immigrants come to this country and they want to bring their own culture with them, that's fine. And nobody's going to say, you know, you can't do your culture in your own home, your own communities. But this idea that the existing indigenous culture has to go away, that's rude. Teddy Roosevelt had the right idea. He said, if you're an immigrant, you want to come to this country, you are welcome. I'm paraphrasing here. But you need to understand, this is the United States of America. It's not the country you came from. We have one language, English. We have our own sets of laws. And that is the country that you're moving into. And through most of the heyday of immigration, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and so forth, that was how immigrants would behave. They'd come to this country. They'd have their own culture and language in their home. But when they were out on the streets, they understood there were laws of this land that had to be obeyed. That if you wanted to communicate with a lot of people, you would have to learn English and you'd have to integrate into our culture. But for some reason, during this current fury over globalism and nationalism, the attitude seems to be send enough people into another country and turn it back into the country you just left. And my response to that all the time is, well, if the country you just left was all that good, why are you here? So anyway, this school located in Grested basically canceled the Christmas pageant and said the reason they did that is because they have students who are not Protestant. And they didn't want to come across that they were preaching to these kids. Now, again, when you have separation of church and state, I would tend to agree with that. But in this case, this appears to be a decision that's made in the name of political correctness. We can't say certain things. Remember when they were trying to tell us, you can't say Merry Christmas because there are people around you who find it offensive. Well, I'm back to saying Merry Christmas this year. And if you're offended, too bad. I don't care. I don't care anymore. You can't have freedom of expression, which includes saying Merry Christmas, without offending somebody. You can't make everybody happy. Why try? Now, do you remember the big stink that they kicked up when the accusation was made that Russia interfered with the Brexit vote? It was Russia's fault that the Brexit vote passed, that Russia had flooded Britain with ads and propaganda to urge the breakup of the European Union, to weaken the EU. And so apparently the Electoral Commission asked Facebook to basically collect together all the information on Russia's meddling in the 2016 referendum. And Facebook said, yeah. And they went in and they looked at the accounts. They found three ads. Three. One, two, three Russian Brexit ads. They cost less than $1 in total and reached no more than 200 viewers over a period of 4 days. So, no, Russia did not force the Brexit. Once again, they're being blamed for things they didn't do. Getting on back to Baltimore, and boy, they seem to have some serious problems there with that dead detective. And apparently there was another killing not too long ago, and yes, it was of another witness. And apparently four men in Baltimore have been charged in the killing of this witness who was going to testify against one of their associates in an attempted murder trial. And apparently this witness, Melvin Ford, was shot twice in the head at point blank range in what it looked like was a targeted execution. And apparently they were able to identify the shooters because somebody got very careless with their discussions and they were overheard. Amazing. Now, the FBI is launching a probe into Planned Parenthood for organ trafficking, which is illegal. And you have to look at what Planned Parenthood has been doing with the aborted fetuses harvesting the organs and selling them, that's organ trafficking. And Planned Parenthood's defenders are saying, well, remember, a fetus is not really a human being, therefore it's not organ trafficking. And apparently the FBI is taking a slightly different view, one that I agree with. And again, I don't think anybody has a right to say when human life begins, especially when you're talking about late-term abortions where the fetus could actually theoretically survive with the adequate medical care. Now, down in Indonesia, they're having an outbreak of diphtheria, and it's apparently very frightening to civilians and government officials. And of course, the response is, "Well, you need a vaccine. We're going to have vaccination here." And apparently, the bacteria that causes diphtheria ravages the human body. It causes a thick covering in the back of the throat, and it's infected hundreds in Indonesia. The disease is spreading quickly, and not only to regions with limited health services, but also to the country's capital, Jakarta. Now, I remember when I was a kid, diphtheria was still a concern here in this country, but it was eradicated. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be brought back with the open borders. We've already seen that in this country. Diseases that had been eradicated by the U.S. health system are being reintroduced by the people coming across the border because they're not going through medical checks. Even back during the heyday of U.S. immigration, there was a health check at Ellis Island, and if you were sick, you were either placed in quarantine until you got well, or you were sent back home. These days, just wide open, not to mention the people who are simply walking across the border from Mexico. We've had cases of bubonic plague show up here, along with HIV, scabies, H1N1. There's been another outbreak of Ebola in Africa. What if somebody walks into the United States carrying the Ebola virus? Now, here's a story. This is about chemotherapy. We've been talking about chemotherapy and radiation treatment for cancer. They're big money makers, and they're not cures. They're treatments. And yes, you can go into remission from the chemotherapy and the radiation, but the cancer always seems to come on back. And apparently there's been a new study that is explaining why. Because what they're discovering is that chemotherapy in attacking the cancerous tumors will cause tumor cells to break off, still living tumor cells to break off and circulate in the blood, spreading it to other areas of the body. In other words, the chemotherapy is causing the metastasization of cancer. Now, let's talk a little bit about net neutrality, which it is apparent that's about to go away. And a lot of people are very angry about that because our lives center on the internet for many of us. Not just radio broadcasters, but people at their work, people running businesses, they need that internet and they need a free and open internet. And everyone presumed, and the policy was up until recently, that the common carrier provisions of the telephone company breakup applied to the internet, that it basically functions as a public utility and it ought to be treated as a public utility. But that is about to change. And the FCC is about to give the giant internet service providers the power to divide the internet and basically turn it into a commercial content delivery system and sideline everybody else. Now, when we come on back, a little explanation for why this has sailed on through.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, the address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can do it over the phone at 800-724-2719, extension 01. Now then, getting on back to the ISPs and the loss of net neutrality. It turns out that the major ISP companies have been very, very generous with our politicians. And there was an article that came on out from TheVerge.com where basically ISPs donated a total of $101 million to current sitting members of Congress. And basically everybody was on the take. Just about everybody in the Senate, everybody in the House of Representatives got their share. Some got more than others. And that was why they basically bought net neutrality out from under us. Okay, I got an email from somebody correcting me on the situation in Alabama. Apparently, ID is required at the polling places. Obviously, that doesn't apply to people who vote absentee ballot. We have a caller on the line here. Curtis in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I mean, we anybody that's watching knows when these long-term propaganda-type things are coming. We saw it when they did it with the Black Lives Matter thing. But the problem was with that population, it was successful, but they only had like about 17% of the population to work with. But unfortunately, in this thing with harassment, you've got 50% plus of the population, and half of that is already on board. So what happens is, when you overload the system with all these allegations, you don't need to prove anything. You just have to get that 5 or 10%, or maybe 5% at the most, of the women that are going to, they're not going to go beyond just the superficial, you know, they're not going to look into it. They're not going to hold judgment. They're going to go by emotion, because unfortunately that's human nature. We've known that. And that's what they were able to pull off. And so now we have a situation where, I mean, one half of the population rules just by, you know, short-term emotion. And they're going to use that. It's going to be a winner for as long as, who knows.
Well, again, part of the problem goes back to the militant feminist movement of the 1990s and continues to today. Not quite as severe, but back in the 1990s, I mean, the message going out from the feminist leaders to women were that all men were rapists and all men were abusive and all men were pigs and blah, 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 blah. And so when women today are hearing about somebody sexually assaulted this woman, it's basically confirmation of their existing belief structure. And that's why they'll just sort of go along with it, you know, without question. Again, it has built this system where, unfortunately, these sexual allegations, sexual abuse allegations, do work, and people aren't being as critical about it as they should. And as I keep saying, some of the allegations are true, no question about it. I saw a lot of it when I worked in Hollywood. But we also know a lot of these allegations are false for political gain or a fleeting moment of fame, extorting hush money, what all else. But you're right. Unfortunately, too many people uncritically accept these allegations.
Once again, I hate to keep bringing this point up, but the fault lies every time I hear a man saying, well, I let the little lady handle it. She's in charge of the household. I'm just going to sit back and watch. I mean, when I hear that, I hear a guy says, are you getting married? Do you realize that when you get married, you think it's going to change where you're going to all of a sudden take charge? It's just going to get worse. And 4 or 5 years down the road, it's become acceptable now that she has an out option. That before, it used to be a lifetime commitment for both. And that's how you viewed relations between men and women. But nowadays, if things aren't going well 4 or 5 years down the road, don't be surprised if you find out, because 7 out of 10 divorces filed by women, and she's already got 2 or 3 accounts already set up just in case. See, it's a long-term, short-term, mid-term kind of looking down the road. And if things aren't working out here, she's setting herself up. And you're the one that's going to be paying for everything. You're the one that's going to be responsible for the failure of that marriage. And you're going to be, the men in general, going to be responsible for the failure in this country and Western society. And that's history. That's what's going to happen. And all these idiots that think that they're doing the right thing by letting it happen, it's the men are going to be ultimately responsible.
I'm not sure that I would go as far as to say the men are responsible. I think by virtue of the fact that they're accepting these allegations uncritically, women bear part of the responsibility as well. Anyway, listen, Curtis, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Yeah, Mike, what is on my mind is what happened last night with this election, with Moore and this guy Jones. This is Jonesen. Yeah, Michael, I was watching the news now, and 95% of Afro-Americans are Negroes voted for Jones. Now, if that's not racism, I don't know what is. And then you got this Charles Barkley, whatever that moron is, talking about rednecks. Well, you know what? When you got 95% of a group of the Negroes voting for Jones, yeah, I think Moore's going to 95% of the white Caucasians are not voting for Moore. Well, who's going to win the election, basically? I mean, you talk about racism here. Let's look at the racism here with that election.
Well, it's not necessarily racist in terms of the individual voters, but there's no question that the Democratic Party has increasingly pandered to the black voters, which is kind of amazing when you consider the early history of the Democratic Party and how they supported racist policies. But the Democrats play that victim card, whether it's racial victims, black people, women, so forth and so on. And unfortunately, it is proving to be very, very effective because times are very hard in this country. And a lot of people just aren't making it. A lot of people, despite going to college and hard work, they don't achieve their ambitions. They're confronted with a potential sense of failure. and they don't want to have to do that. And so they look for somebody to blame. And here come the Democrats say, well, you can blame the white people for your misery. You can blame the males for your misery. You can blame the straight people for your misery. And they build, unfortunately, a constituency based on that kind of thinking.
Well, Michael, you're absolutely right. Now, I totally agree with everything you're saying. But, Michael, let's go back to what you just said a minute ago. These Afro-Americans have such a hatred for the white males, it seems to me, because it all goes back to slavery. It's all back about before the Civil War and how they were enslaved. But, Michael, what they don't ever want to talk about in these history books and all these colleges and high schools and junior high schools is that the two biggest slave owners in this country in 1865 were Afro-Americans, black Negro slave owners that owned black Negro slaves. And they don't want to talk
over
about
in Africa, over in Africa, it was other blacks who captured these people and sold them into slavery. And white people are getting the blame for it. History doesn't teach that the first slaves in this country were themselves white. During the height of the antebellum plantation period, the total number of slave owners was only 1.5% of the population. But Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the Democrat candidates are out there saying, well, you know, all white people are descended from slave owners and all the blacks are descended from slaves. Neither statement of which is absolutely accurate because a lot of black people have come to this country since the end of the Civil War. And in many cases, especially people in the northern states, are not descended from slave owners. In fact, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. So, but people aren't interested in facts and history. They just want a reason to feel that they are not responsible for their own shortcomings and failings. And that's what the Democratic Party tends to sell.
Michael, you're absolutely right. I got to tell you something that's very important so your audience can understand this. I have a couple, I work with a couple of Haitian male guys that are my friends. And they tell me when they go to Haiti, 80-90% of the Haitians in Haiti want to come to South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, Palm Beach, because they think they're going to all get food stamps and welfare Section 8 housing. And they'd rather live over here than do in Haiti. Haiti's a disaster. And Bill Clinton and Hillary were ripping money off left and right after an earthquake. But you never hear about that. You talk about, Uranium One and Russian. What about the money they were ripping off? Matter of fact, 60% of the Haitians in the last election voted for Trump in South Florida because of Hillary and Bill Clinton stealing the money. And
yes,
talking about slavery, my goodness, they still have slavery in Africa today, Michael. There's so much slavery going on in Africa, it's insanity. You see what's going on with Mugabe and all that. I mean, they can't run nothing. They run it right into the ground. And another thing I always reiterate with you is if you ever read Lincoln's papers 2 weeks before he got assassinated, when he wanted to do after the Civil War had ended, he was wanting to send them all back to Liberia, Monrovia. And none of these black leaders want to talk about that today, like these imbeciles they have in Congress, like that Alfie Hastings, who, by the way, he's paid $200,000 out. He should be stepping down like Conyers and Connors and Franken. This guy at Hastings, he's a bigger pervert than all of them. And, you know, Michael, they don't ever want to talk about the real history of this country. Look at what they're going to do with Andrew Jackson's statue in New Orleans. If it weren't for Andrew Jackson, we wouldn't be having a country we wouldn't be talking right now. But here they want to take his statue down and diminish this president who's one of the greatest, if not the greatest president we ever had. Old Hickory, they call him, I believe. That was his nickname, correct, Michael? Old Hickory?
Andrew Jackson? I think, yes. Yep.
They would call him Old Hickory because he walked right out like as strong as a hickory stick, and he wouldn't take no crap. And, you know, but what's going on with these lying institutions, these colleges and high schools, and now they're putting that guy Colin Kaepernick up on the pedestal like he's the greatest thing since peanut butter. This is unbelievable what's happening in this country. And about the election last night,
the one I think really shows how ridiculous this is they took down a statue of a Confederate officer in Lafayette Park across the street from the White House, and they put up a statue to former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, you know, who was caught, you know, smoking crack on video. And we're going to hold this up as an ideal for our kids to look up to? I really don't think so. But by the way, speaking of Haiti, interesting little story here involving Dr. Dean Lorick. And this was a surgeon to the stars, very successful. He went down to Haiti after the earthquake to try and help on out. And he was basically calling out all the fraud of the Clinton Foundation, where they were taking in all this money and it wasn't getting down to the people who really needed it. Apparently, he was found dead in his New York home, a knife in the chest, immediately declared a suicide.
Unbelievable. Mike, one more thing. I know you got to go. Michael, when I want to talk about what's going on with this election last night. You got Barkley and all this. This is unbelievable. You know, this guy Barkley, he's another clown that, you know, that they perpetrate. They roll him out there to get the blacks fired up. And, yeah, you know what? Jones got the black vote. He won, I suppose. I don't know. I guess it's still being contested. But, you know, what are the Democrats doing for the Afro-Americans? Look at Detroit. Look at Chicago. Look at L.A. What have the Democrat party done for the Afro-Americans? I guess they just don't get it.
They haven't done anything. They just allow their voters to feel comfortable with their present life. That's what the Democrats are selling. That's what they're building.
Michael,
you know, the Democrats are offering up just this range of targets to blame. Because your life isn't what you thought it ought to be. We've got, you know, generations of people growing up watching TV and projecting, imagining they are the people they see in the TV shows, but real life isn't a TV show. And so a lot of people are very frustrated and they feel like they're failing to be what they thought they were supposed to be. And they want somebody to blame for it. And so the women are blaming the men, the gays are blaming the straights, the blacks are blaming the whites. And politicians love that because it gives them a built-in constituency where they can get up to make a speech and say, you're right, your life is terrible, but it's not your fault. It's the fault of my opponent in this upcoming election. And if you vote for me, I will undo the damage. It never actually happens because they want to keep people in that state of frustration and anger over their lives to use election after election after election after election.
Yeah, Michael, can you imagine if Roy Moore would have ran an ad with Danny Williams, Clinton, Bill Clinton's son, saying that Bill Clinton never paid that young man child support? And if Moore would have been smart in the Republican Party, they would run an ad about Bill Clinton not supporting his child, his son. He has, I guess he has four kids now, this Danny Williams Clinton. He never got child support out of Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was stopping that. Can you imagine if somebody, the Republicans, were running an ad like that about Danny Williams Clinton? And the blacks love Clinton so much, but here in the meantime, he don't want to pay his black son child support. Who's got game four black? Four grandkids. This guy got. I don't even have to check it out. That's what I heard.
Unfortunately, I don't think it would have made any difference.
The blacks weren't even voted then.
Tom, let me get a comment in here. Okay, it wouldn't have mattered what Moore did because the election was stolen. I mean, starting with the sexual allegations, which turned out to be fiction, he was ahead in the polls. He was ahead in the polls up until one day before the election when Fox News came on out and said all of a sudden Jones had a 10-point lead. And people were saying, that can't be. It's got to be a fake poll. And, that was telegraphing the fact they were going to steal the election. So it doesn't matter what Moore did or did not do, because the election was simply stolen from him. And now, of course, the actual voting records are being destroyed or have been destroyed thanks to the Alabama State Supreme Court. And so there's no possibility of a challenge or a recount.
It's amazing. It really is. It's the deep state, Michael. So I thank you for your time. It's not but the deep state.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And we're going to get to some other stories here. Now then, getting on back to the loss of net neutrality, it turns out, according to an article over in governmentslaves.info, more than 100 million Americans can only get internet service from companies that have already violated net neutrality. And the issue with net neutrality is it's good in principle, but it wasn't really being enforced. And a lot of companies started biasing their traffic toward their big corporate customers at the expense of the little people. And as I said, out here in Hawaii, Spectrum Internet is terrible service. And it's another reason why we should be opposing monopolistic control of the Internet There used to be laws against monopolies because competition would lower prices and raise quality of products and services. Now we have these huge monopolies who, once they are monopolies, can say, we can charge whatever we want because you can't go anywhere else, and forget about complaining about the service. You're lucky you're getting any service at all. And we pay for 300 megabits per second download speed, and we're only getting about 60. And Spectrum was actually sued by the state of New York for failing to deliver the traffic that they advertise. So let's get on out here and talk about the most damaging hacks of this year, because they were out there. There was the WannaCry crypto worm, and it was ransomware, and it was very, very damaging. Thousands of organizations, including FedEx, Britain's National Health Service, Telecoms, Telefonica, and Megafon, others were affected. And then there was Petya, followed by NotPetya. It's actually surfaced in 2016, but the 2017 version, identified as NotPetya, was used to target organizations in Ukraine, and apparently was propagated through the software update mechanism of the accounting software MiDoc. And then there was the Equifax break-in that affected millions of people and exposed their information. All right, let's see. We're going to take another phone call. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the doctor who you just mentioned, the surgeon, who's the 81st doctor found under dead under suspicious circumstances, Dr. Dean Lorick, that Aaron Elizabeth so conscientiously has been reporting on all these doctors since June 2015, having died under suspicious circumstances. And this Dr. Dean Lorick had complained, and you can read Aaron's reportage at healthnutnews.com. He had Dr. Lorick had complained on CNN's website about the deplorable situation that the Clinton fund, or what do you call it,
foundation?
You know, and the Clinton Foundation. See, I'm not an acolyte of Trump or Clinton or anybody. It's just these doctors are being apparently murdered under very suspicious circumstances. So, see, on CNN's website, he writes, quote, "We expected many amputations, but we thought we could save limbs that were salvageable, particularly those of children. We recognize that in an underdeveloped country, a limb amputation may be a death sentence. It does not have to be so. We thought our plan was a good one, but we soon learned we were incredibly naive. Disaster management in Haiti was non-existent." And he goes on, but it's interesting that this is the 81st doctor dead under suspicious circumstances. The 79th doctor, Dr. Crespo, was also a professor at Weill Cornell Medical College, as was Dr. Lorick. He was Dr. Crespo was found dead in a bathroom there. And when it comes to Dr. Lorick, he was found by his 11-year-old daughter, unfortunately.
Yes.
Did not leave a suicide note. You would have think that being a surgeon, he would have known to, if he was going to stab himself, do so in the heart rather than in the torso. He had drugs available to him, so he could have just popped pills in order to kill himself. But
being a surgeon, he would have slashed his wrists rather than just stab himself in the stomach. In fact, I went out and checked the statistics for suicide, and suicide by stabbing yourself is actually very, very uncommon because of the fact that you're dealing with pain and it will take you a while to die. So the whole thing was very suspicious. And again, as was the case with Vince Foster, rush to judgment, it's a suicide. But again, under U.S. law and investigative procedure, all unattended deaths are presumed to be homicide until suicide is proven. And there is no proof of suicide in this case. As you said, there was no suicide note. There was no reason for this guy to kill himself. He was at the top of his game, a very prestigious individual working at a prestigious hospital. He had celebrities among his various patients and clients, and life was very good. This is not a guy that you think is going to kill themselves. And again, while many of these other doctors who've died suspiciously seem tangled up with this GC-MAF and Negele's controversy, this one definitely seems tied up with his open criticism of the poor performance of the Clinton Foundation, because they raised a huge amount of money supposedly for Haitian relief, and hardly any of it actually got down to Haiti. And with all this pressure to investigate the Clinton Foundation starting to build, it was only going to be a matter of time before somebody was going to interview this guy and revive the story all over again.
Yes, absolutely. So I encourage you, the audience, to check out healthnutnews.com to stay updated on these doctors who, it seems like one a week or so, are dying under suspicious circumstances.
All right, well, Chris, we're going to have to... Well, that's good, because we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the 5th day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 driving Harvest. 4 daughter guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and getting on back to computers and computer issues here. It turns out that a lot of surreptitious activity is going on involving the mining of cryptocurrencies. And we reported earlier on how certain websites were inserting Java code onto your machine so that your machine is being used to mine bitcoins for them. And it may explain why 40% of the existing bitcoins are in the hands of such a small group of people. But apparently security experts are claiming that four extremely popular video streaming websites have been secretly loaded with cryptocurrency mining code. And according to AdGuard, the massive mining operation was discovered when ad-blocking plugin developer was fine-tuning its ad blockers to catch and block sites that attempt to hijack web surfers' spare CPU cycles for mining. And basically, when they were analyzing the first results, they came across several very popular websites that secretly use the resources of your computers for cryptocurrency mining. And apparently, some of the sites are OpenLoad, Stream and Go, Rapid Video, Online Video Converter. And I remember Online Video Converter, that also has a reputation for planting malware on the machines as well. Meanwhile, a password-stealing app with over 1 million downloads was just discovered on the Google Play Store. And apparently, there's more than one. The most popular was a gaming app. And the app was initially submitted in March of this year. And it was just a gaming app without any malicious code, so it passed Google's inspection. But apparently, after waiting a while, the malicious actors behind the app updated it with the information stealing capacity. So the cybercrime is out of control. It's really out of control. And to me, that's a good reason to go back to a cash-based existence. Because no cyber criminal can reach into your pocket and take out those coins and paper. Of course, the bankers want to go the other way, and the European Union has just announced new restrictions on the moving of cash. They want it all in the banks. And of course, when it's in the bank's computers, again, it is wide open to being stolen, hacked into. I don't understand why our government doesn't recognize that cybercrime is a clear and present danger to our economy, to our nation, to our people, unless the government, specifically the NSA, are the cyber criminals. And remember, Kaspersky Labs identified the Hacker Collective Equation Group as being part of the NSA. Now, apparently, Donald Trump has ordered NASA to lead a new innovative space exploration program. He wants to send American astronauts back to the moon and eventually Mars. And it sounds really good. I'd like to see it happen. I've talked before about technology incubators. But then I remember Obama made the same statement and nothing ever happened. We're going to take a break now for station identification. We're going to be right back here with Don Wiskin of Extendivite to talk about his wonderful product. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.